In today's episode, we are talking about why agreeing is not validating and why validating changes everything.
Hello, all, and welcome to the Relationship Renovation Podcast. I'm Tara Kerwin.
And my name is EJ Kerwin, and we are in part two of a series that is really focusing on when tools aren't working. I mean, I think that's like the theme, because we did a three-part communication series that was very focused on, you know, some tools of like how to deal with these difficult moments. Mm-hmm. And this is sort of a follow-up of, you know, what happens when you just can't even get to those tools.
Yeah. So our part two, when validation feels like agreeing with something is false, that is kind of what this topic is about. But before going into that, I would love to read this viewer's comment, and then we can get into it.
Absolutely.
Validation versus agreement. All right. From the viewer. I think the discussions on validation would be more useful if you picked harder examples. Say my partner is borderline gaslighting. Is it really the right answer to just validate their false version? That can't be right. How about a classic like, quote, the reason I am being distant is I'm still mad at him for staring at the waitress the other night. Unquote. Validating out of the gate that he was staring at the waitress accepts her false premise, but entering with, I hear that you felt I was staring at the waitress, is not going to be well received in my experience. That's the kind of hard example worth considering, especially in the early stages when the partners are really not listening generously or warmly to each other. So to summarize, let's just like make it simplified, right? She felt he was looking at the waitress. He says he wasn't. She feels invalidated. He feels falsely accused. Both escalate because they think that validation equals agreement. Yes, just tell me you were looking at her. But if I tell you I will look at her, that will make you happy. But I know that that's a false confession.
Yeah. And this is where couples get super stuck. And this viewer wrote this email because they were like, what if we can't even get to the validation because we're like so activated and we're so stuck in a communication pattern around what actually is true or not true. It's almost like a non-starter, at least in a positive way. And so our first episode last week was about first just like, you know, what happens when you're almost too activated to use the work. So go back to that to check out like sort of what to do when you, how to recognize and what to do when you're both activated. This is specifically about this whole like validation versus agreement, admitting to something that I don't think I did wrong or that I think is simply not true.
So let's clarity, distinction between agreement and validation. Agreement answers, is the accusation true? It is about facts. Okay. Validation answers, what did this experience feel like for you? It's about the emotional experience. So you can disagree with the facts and validate the feelings at the same time.
Absolutely. And validation, and that's the whole thing we're preaching here, is like, how do you validate without agreeing? Validation matters because it regulates the nervous system. Because when somebody feels invalidated, no, that's not true, activation level goes higher. When activation level goes higher, then our narrative, like our adherence to what we perceive the facts are, we get even more rigid. And when narrative or story hardens, the same fight repeats or the fight escalates.
Right. And I know some of you out there listening have had repetitive communication patterns just like that.
We've had a couple ourselves.
So with validation, right, not agreement, with validation, it lowers defensiveness, it builds safety, it builds trust, and it keeps couples from locking into this distortion of like, you always, you never. But the more that that narrative hardens, that's where you start to, you always and you never.
Yeah. Well, and this is where it gets so counterintuitive, because in this viewer's example of, of the looking at the waitress, right, is like he's trying to get the partner to trust him by challenging her perception of whether that's accurate or not.
Right.
But what we're saying is, like, if we go to the validating of the emotions of what's going on underneath the hood, actually validation will regulate your partner's nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
It will make them feel heard. Now, agreement, if you were just to be like, sure, yes, I was, fine, I was, that just regulates the facts. You know, and it doesn't, it really has no effect on the nervous system, on their feeling of safety.
Mm-mm.
And it's just so important for you all to realize validation, agreement, very different things.
Mm-hmm. Neither address, right? So in this example, the waitress scenario, partner is like, I knew you were looking at her. I knew you were looking at her. And the other partner is like, that's ridiculous. No, I wasn't.
Or
fine, you got me again, right? First response is defensiveness, right? No, I didn't. That's ridiculous. Second response is like false confession or just kind of collapsing.
Or even like sarcasm.
Or sarcasm.
Yeah.
But the thing is that neither addresses the insecurity or the attachment panic that's actually happening under those words. And both responses increase activation, whether it's that's ridiculous, I didn't do it, or like, yeah, you caught me again. It does nothing to settle and calm the nervous system, and it increases both of you guys because now you're off.
Yeah, and we really go a little bit deeper. Last week, we go deeper into the whole attachment panic, because that's such an important concept. It's just this idea that us being securely attached feels safe. And the moments where we're loving each other and we're communicating well, our life feels safe. And the moment that our attachment gets compromised or it feels unsafe, there's like a panic that activates our central nervous system because it's literally like our security is evaporating right underneath us.
So what do we do, right? We're in this sitting at dinner, having a really uncomfortable moment, right? One is being accused of something that they didn't do. And
or
it kind
feels
of
feels like they didn't do.
Then it came, kind of came out of nowhere. Now, if you're in a regulated state, because you listened to part one and you know how to get into a regulated state, the accused partner, instead of like defending or false confessing, hey, I can tell something about that moment made you feel uncomfortable, and I care about that. I care about you, and that matters to
me. It matters. That's a big one.
Why does this work? When you're validating your partner's emotional experience, right, and research shows this, you are not activating your nervous system into fight mode. Right. And so now you guys can have like an adult conversation that feels really good for both of you, and you're in it together. Our relationship renovation at home manual for couples is now available on Amazon for $24.99. Check it out. It's going to be so helpful. It's going to be giving you all of the skills and tools we talk about on our podcast. So please go check it out. Your relationship is so worth this.
Well, and let me say this too, the person who's validating, right, they're actually taking care of themselves as well. Because if they enter into a battle of the facts of, no, that's not true, you misread what I was doing, they're becoming activated as well. And so actually focusing on your partner, and in the moments where Tara's talking to me about something that's really difficult and I can tell she's activated, if I pay attention to her and try to stay attuned and validate her, it keeps me from activating myself.
Can I just share something here? This is like really hard.
Yes,
this is
both of us, like, as we were preparing this, we're like, you know, you could work on this. I was like,
this is not easy
to
do. And this is why, like, in our coaching and therapy sessions, like, we are constantly stopping couples to do the validation piece first before moving on. Because if you don't have a repair to that and there's not that validation, you're just stuck in that hardened story and narrative. Yeah. But this is not easy. I'm like, oh, this is so hard. And I really want to thank you to this viewer who, like, put out this difficult scenario because it's like, it's really hard. Again, the first piece is just make sure one of you has the sense to be like, this is not going to go anywhere good. We're both activated right now, or one of us is activated. Let's take a little break, okay? I want to do another example because we hear this often. And so I'm like, well, let's just give a really generalized one. Yep. And so I'll be partner one.
All right.
You just don't care about me anymore.
Tara, that's not true. Like, I care immensely. I work so hard for this family. Like, I think about what you need all the time. Yeah. Or I could say, oh, yeah, you're right, Tara. Yeah, I'm just a horrible person who doesn't care about my own wife. Now, again, this is repeating again, but why these two responses fail? The first one fails because it's defensiveness. It's negating her feelings. It's saying what is happening for you internally is not real. The second just sort of like, you know, it just collapses your communication because you're not being honest, because in that time, like, I don't feel like I don't care. Yeah. And I'm agreeing to something. So it really just makes things worse.
Yeah.
You know, neither address in this instance Tara's concerns, her feelings about disconnection.
And just to say something about that too, because I'm imagining if like you came up to me and you were like, you don't care about me anymore, I would feel so defensive in that moment because I'd be like, oh my gosh, do you know how much I do for our kids, for our family, for our business? Blah, 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 blah. Like, we get so wrapped up in our story. So it is totally normal to get hijacked by like, how freaking dare you even think that or feel that? However,
so there's a what to do here, right?
Yeah, because I can't go into that unless, right? Here's like what to do. Again, it's hard to get there.
Can I do this?
Go ahead.
Tara, what I'm hearing tells me that you feel really disconnected.
Oh.
Maybe that you're feeling alone right now. And that matters to me. I care. Yeah. I wish I did that all the time. I wish.
We're gonna keep doing that.
Yeah.
But can you hear that? Like, if the response was like, man, that statement really shows me you must feel disconnected and like alone. It would be like whiplash. Like,
well, it's attunement. It's really where all of the work we do for each other and with our couples is, it's really attunement. It's seeing underneath the you don't care about me to, oh, you feel really lonely.
You're validating the loneliness.
It's actually kind of nice. You're saying you want to be connected to me. Well, let me speak to that part of you instead of the defensive part of me coming out.
Yeah.
So why couples get this wrong again?
Yeah, why it's confusing.
Yeah, and why it's like so confusing to do this is they think that they're looking for factual clarification. They think if they convince their partner that I wasn't looking at that waitress, or convince their partner I do care about you through facts, that it's somehow going to solve the problem.
Yeah.
And it doesn't accept that actually the most skillful way to make you feel like I do care or that you are the person I want to be with is to actually be attuned to the partner and validate what they're going through.
Yeah. And just to talk about that repeat narrative, because a lot of couples get trapped in this pattern and it's like rinse, what did they say? Rinse, wash, repeat.
Rinse, wash, repeat.
Rinse, repeat. So when validation doesn't happen, the injured partner in that moment stores it. They store it. It's tucked in there for proof. So that next moment, it's like, see, you always do that. It happened last time too. And like, it's sad because couples will like be in this narrative and this pattern for years. And so it keeps growing and growing and growing. But if when you validate, it interrupts the narrative loop, right? So validation, it doesn't mean that you agree with the story, but it means that you refuse to let the story grow unchecked.
Yeah. And so the script is, in these moments, it's almost for me like it's a part internal and then a part communicating out towards my partner. And the first is like just sitting in the place of like, I don't agree internally without like, without like taking it like, I don't agree. But it's just like, I don't agree. I'm acknowledging that. And then the verbal part to Tara is, but I can really see that you felt hurt, that you feel unloved,
mistrustful,
that you feel mistrustful. And that matters. I care about that.
Hear that script again. So write the internals like, man, I don't agree with what they're saying. I know that right now that agreeing or not agreeing is factual and it's not going to help. But I can see that you felt blank and I care about that.
That matters.
That's repeatable and it's also very regulating. And you don't build trust by confessing or to things you didn't do or defending yourself, right? You build it by caring about how your partner felt, which also is building your empathy skills. Again, it's not easy. This is like one of the validation is one of the hardest things because we feel like it's a win-win. Who's going to win? Who's going to lose here? And that's where couples get totally tripped up on. And
so again, we want to thank this viewer. We thanked them last week. We'll thank them again. Like this was a great like sort of like nudge in the direction of looking at things in just a little bit deeper of a way. And we appreciate you as a community because you help us look at these dynamics in different ways and you give us great scenarios.
Yes, give us more. We want more.
Yeah, so please continue to interact with us. You can always email us podcast@relationshiprenovation.com. If you're not yet a member, you can be a free member. It doesn't cost you a thing. It costs you like 15 seconds to click twice. Join our Patreon community. We're putting daily tips up there. We do lives both for our sort of paid exclusive members, but also we do lives for the free members as well. So join that community and, you know, and make your relationship a priority.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening. As always, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Me and you just singing on the train. Me and you listening to the rain. Me and you, we are the same. Me